joining us, man. Joining us. We got Coach Carawell, man. How you doing, Coach?
I'm good, man. What's the deal? What's going on?
Going good, man. Appreciate you joining us. What you looking like this year?
Man, you know, we've been all right so far. We had two really tough games.
Right.
You know, we played Arizona second game of the year at the crib. They got us. Then we had a back-to-back, and we had to turn around and get ready and go to Chicago, play Michigan State. And we had a good game against them, which we won. And so right now we 3-1. We got a game tonight against LaSalle, which would be a tough game. But overall, just all right right now. We still got a long way to go. I give my all right.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, this college season, it look like it's like up in the air. Everybody trying to figure their teams out first, then figure out the competition. But, like, do you see the ACC still being the top, you know, conference in college right now?
Man, you know, our league has been underrated for the last couple years. People and the writers and committees and stuff, they put a lot of stock into the preseason.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like what you do in November, December, they take no stock into what you do in January, February, March. So we've gotten penalized the last couple of years because of that. But you look at the NCAA tournament.
Nobody had y'all, you know what I'm saying, being as far as y'all was.
Yeah, and then 21-22, we had two teams in the Final Four. You know, uh-huh. and then three teams in the Elite Eight. Then last year, they're talking about it was a down year. Well, we still got a team in the Final Four with Miami.
Exactly.
So I think our league is year in, year out, is one of the best leagues and will forever be one of the best leagues because of the type of guys that we have in our league. We got guys that go on, a lot of guys leave early, go play in the NBA.
NBA, yeah.
Yeah, we get penalized for that. But overall, man, I put our league against anybody.
And then a lot of those, you know, conferences, they able to develop a team that stay together 4 years from freshman to senior. And then, you know what I'm saying, with y'all, like you just said, you might lose somebody early. It's rare that a great player stay all 4 years in college, especially at those ACC schools.
Nah, it doesn't happen anymore, man. Yeah. It ain't happening at none of these schools. When I was coming out, I played in the 90s. I'm sounding like an uncle right now, but that's what it is. Tim Duncan played 4 years. Tim Duncan was a senior. At Wake Forest. He played all 4 years, and he could have been a number one pick the last 3 years. So this just lets you know that the really good players back then were staying 4 years, three, 4 years.
Man, you just took me. I did not know he stayed all 4 years.
Stayed all four.
Man.
Yeah, he stayed all four.
Speaking of, you know, staying all 4 years and stuff like that, when you know, a lot of people don't make the transition from playing basketball to coaching. What was different for you, like, for you to see, like, I like helping, I like, you know what I'm saying, or I know how to teach it. A lot of people could tell somebody what to do, you know what I'm saying, but they don't know how to explain it to them and get them on the right track. Like, being a mentor is different than just telling somebody.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good question. I had to learn that. You know, when I finished playing, I stopped playing in 08. And as soon as I stopped playing, J.J. Redick, it was his second year in the league with Orlando. Uh-huh. And me and him had a pretty good relationship. He called me and was like, look, I'm gonna be in Durham for a couple of months. I want you to work me out. I was like, what? Work you out? I'm like, shit. So now I'm going to, like, just finish playing. Now I got to try to put together workouts for one of the greatest shooters that's ever played, and also who's a pro. And so I give him a lot of credit because he threw me right in there. He trusted me for whatever reason. And I really learned a lot by doing the player development stuff early on, how to put together workouts with JJ, Gerald Henderson, Kyrie Irving, Kyle Singler, those guys. And so then now you take from developing guys, putting that, then now you got to learn how to coach. And I really learned how to coach. You had to learn how to coach. Just because you played.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, they can't coach. What it do, man? It's your boy Nav Green with Broken Play. And if you're not on Prize Picks, what are you doing, man? Prize Picks got a thing where whatever you put up, they going to match it up to $100. If you put up $50, they going to match your $50. If you put up $80, they going to match your $80. You can put up $100 and they gonna match you $100. Look, this the best time to get on Prize Picks. When you use the code Broken Play, they match that. But not just that. You got college basketball in. You got NFL in. You got college football in. You got NBA. It's so many sports going on. Where it helps. All you got to do is pick six things. It could be a collective. Basketball, football. Put it together. You can win 25 times your money. Say you put up 100. 100 times 25, that bring you back 2,500. You don't get it that time, they done matched your money, so you got $100 to try it again. Man, what you waiting for, man? KD going crazy right now with the points. Always take LeBron with them assists. Far as blocks and steals, we like Anthony Davis. We got college football. We loving Carson Beck with Georgia. That's a sure bet. With the yards. He going to throw that rock. Man, we got NFL Tyreek Hill is a touchdown machine. Come on, man. What you waiting for? Shout out to CJ Stroud. He been winning us money over here with Broken Play. Man, it's so many things you could do. It's easy. All you doing is picking more or less. If you don't think they could do it, pick less. If you think they could do it, pick more. Stephen Curry with the 3 points attempt, I always go more. I don't care if they have it at 48. I like them to do 49 of them. Man, shout out to Prize Picks. Get over there. Tell them we sent you. Broken Play.
You got to learn it, man. It's a craft.
And, Coach, you'll hear some people say they don't want to coach later. Like, these guys different. Like, they'll sense it. If they feel like a player is not like how they, you know, played or how they were brought up, they don't even, like, dwell into it long. They get out of there.
Man. Wait, look, man, look. Look, every generation was different. I'm pretty sure the 70s, 80s cats was talking about how we was. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, man. But you got to adjust. And you got to learn, like, you know, the triggers and what pushes guys and how to relate to them. But most important, if you have a relationship with them, you got to have relationships with them. I can coach you. You can get on a kid if you got a relationship with
right. them. Right. Because you know I ain't just fussing at you the whole time. We going to talk. We going to kick it. But when I got to get on you, I'm going to get on you.
They respect that.
For sure. Know? Hey, so look, Coach, about 2 weeks ago, we were having a debate. We were talking about some of the greatest Duke players to ever, you know, ever play and go in the league. So, you know, a lot of people, you hear your... I'm talking about, like, because you said you helped with Kyrie. Is Kyrie... Do you put Kyrie in the same boat with Grant Hill?
I don't.
For real?
Now, it's what Kyrie did, what he's done in the league and did for 11 games, he was incredible. The 11 games he played with Duke,
he was remarkable.
And he's one of our best pros, if you know, career-wise. If not the best pro, he's one of the best. He's top three in terms of career, NBA career. And he may be the most skilled basketball player to ever play. I put him right up there with Kobe and Kevin Durant. I'm talking about skill.
Yeah, I feel you. I know what you're talking about.
Three ball. Left, right hand, float, whatever, however you want to do it.
Go left, go right.
Go right. Trickery.
Yeah.
Fundamental, big shot maker, like creator.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't put him up there with the Grants, the Leitners. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we weren't technically talking about in college. We probably were talking about, like, just the come from Duke. I'd say that.
Oh, coming from Duke?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, hell yeah.
Well, we had Grant Hill and a lot of who you had said, Greg? I said he said Jabari Parker. He had said Jabari Parker.
Man, Jabari, look, I was looking at some highlights. Kyrie definitely in there.
Okay, for sure.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It's not even no question. Like, he didn't have one of the best NBA careers out of our guys. Jabari Parker, if Jabari Parker doesn't get hurt, he's an all-star.
Easily.
He don't get hurt now. Now, he tore his knee twice now.
Right.
First time he tore his knee, he came back. He was even better. Mm-hmm. He was averaging 20 now. Then he tore it again. See? And cats don't.
They don't remember that. They don't speak on that. Yeah, you're right.
They don't speak on that. His 1 year at Duke was magical. Jabari Parker was a bad boy, man. A bad boy. Just the injuries, man. He had two major knee injuries within the span of 5 years.
How I feel to see Zion Williamson getting back on track?
Man, love Z, man. You know, look, you're going to go through stuff in life. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go through some trials and tribulations. And Z went through his thing.
Because it's like they wrote him off.
They wrote him off, but pound for pound, if he right.
Man, I'm saying this year.
I'm taking that big fella when he right. He on my squad, baby.
For sure. If you had to put your five best players you done coached, who would they be?
That's a good question right there. That's a good question. Well, I'm going to go back since I've been at Duke. I came back to Duke in 18.
Uh-huh.
I got to go. Boy, you hit me with a haymaker. But I'm Zion and RJ for sure.
For real. Uh-huh. And Zion, they was on the same team.
Zion, RJ for sure. Zion, RJ, Paolo, Mark Williams, and then Trey Jones. And I'm gonna give you a hit though. That Vernon Carey was right there, man. That Vernon Carey was a bad boy. He get lost in the shuffle because of the Kobe year.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon Carey, how he not on somebody NBA roster is crazy to me. Crazy. Vernon Carey was a bad boy, but if I had to go with five, I'm going with Trey, RJ, Zion, Paolo, Mark Williams.
Okay. So you still keep in touch with him and all that, like after it seemed like the Duke, like, well, not even just Duke, but all, like, you know, though, it's like a brotherhood. You'll see them still going to games and see, like, after the game, they going to dap each other up.
Yeah, man, it's straight love. We get to, you know, like, I talked to Paolo last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hit these guys. We go see these guys, man. We support these guys. And, you know, not only the NBA guys, because, like, they get a, you know, the NBA, it's easy to support them. Everybody supports them, you know what I'm saying? But, like, even the other guys that are not NBA guys, we keep in contact with them, man. They all our guys. You know what I'm saying? Whether you play in the NBA or you overseas, man, we love them all, man. We love them all. And I think, you know, that's what the brotherhood's about. Yeah, the NBA guys are the guys that's in the spotlight, but we also got great relationship with guys who are coaching, who are not playing, and who overseas. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Once you put on that Duke jersey, man, and play, and you're a part of it, man. And we hold that. We take that seriously.
So Cooper finna put on that Duke jersey soon. How y'all feel about snagging him?
Oh man, she was incredible, man. That class, that class is it's incredible, man. With Cooper, I said Evans is a bad boy. The Conker Nipple a bad boy. You got Darren Harris a bad boy. Pat Gumba, we got some bad boys coming
man,
in.
It looking scary.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of us North Carolina fans over here. They're looking scared.
Hey, man, tell them, hey, man, just take it easy. Hey, y'all got some boys too, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got some boys too. But, you know, we get through Big Coop in there. That just, you know what I'm saying, take it to another level.
That broke the internet for a couple of days.
Broke the internet. It did.
Yeah.
It did, man. But, like, you know, when it comes to recruiting, man, like, it's all good. But there definitely is an adjustment, no matter how good you are in high school. It's definitely an adjustment when you get to the college level.
Oh, no question. And it's a difference from college to NBA. Like, you see that, too.
100%.
So, look, I'm going to ask you this. How hard it is for a coach, if you have basically, like, 1 year to really get the team chemistry going before the NCAA double tournament and all that type of stuff? NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
No, you knew what I was saying, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's hard. It's hard, man, because you don't have a lot. You know, you're trying to get these guys who are all big time players in high school. Now you're trying to get them to mix
buy into a system.
Buy into a system where they was all the man. Where they coming from?
Uh-huh.
So you get cats, and then cats coming back to school. It's hard trying to get these dudes to buy in, man, every day. But, you know, we work with them every day. We show them film. And then, you know, we preach it every day. And that's something that you got to show, you got to preach, and you got to hold them accountable. You know, if they're not doing something that's the best for the team, we hold them accountable and point it out every day.
Gotcha. What you taking, Coach, the money or the rings?
Money.
Every time.
Hey, think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's only a few guys that get judged for the rings.
Uh-huh.
LeBron's. the Jordans, the greatest of the greats, uh-huh. they get judged how many rings they have, which however you want to judge that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else. So if you got a chance to get you that 125 or 120, you better get that thing, man.
You better get it. Man, that's probably the realest take I done heard on it. That makes sense. Because you know how you be hearing some people like, man, nobody care if you get the ring or the money, man.
Man, look, who do we debate? We debate the greatest of the greats.
Right.
We don't, and so everybody else, unfortunately, they get lost in the shuffle. If you're not the one or two best players on the team, you get lost in the shuffle. So if that's going to be the case, look, I was a role player on the team that lost in the national championship game. And I would have had to have an incredible game for cats to remember. And we would have won it, and I had a good game, but they always going to give it to the stars.
Gotcha.
They always debate the stars and the superstars. So if you ain't one of those guys, you got a chance to cash in, get that bread. That bread, my boy.
Every time. Hey, Coach, who's some players that, you know, didn't get the recognition that you think should, like, you know, some, like, underground heroes or something, like, you know what I'm saying? You got those players like, man, he was, a couple things just went wrong with him, but he had it. That'll come right off top that you think.
John, do you want to go NBA, college? Or I'm going to tell you a couple players that, I was talking to my youngest son about this. And so many good players out there, you know. But, like, do you know these guys like Joe Johnson?
Yeah.
Who played for the Hawks?
Yeah.
Like, these guys don't even know who, you know, they be like, who he play for? Steve Smith.
Man, Steve Smith played for the Hawks, too.
Cold. Boy, it was cold, man.
Yeah. What college he went to? Michigan State, was it?
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Well, he was at the game the other day.
Uh-huh.
And when we played him, and I'm looking at that, and, you know, I go holler at him, but I'm like, man, he was one of them ones.
Yeah.
Big guard, 6'8", he was a 6'8", two guard.
Yeah.
Back then, in the 90s.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They forget some of these cats, man. Glenn Rice, it's a lot of guys like that. I mean, the Penny Hardaways, you know, like, where I feel like if those guys don't get injured, you know, how would their career would have turned out? Penny Hardaway. After Magic Johnson, he my favorite player.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, he was a bad boy. But if he don't get hurt, he one of them ones. Mm. Grant Hill don't get hurt, he one of them ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From that era. But there's a lot of guys out there, man, from that I looked up to that was that 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", big that guard. Were,
yeah.
That changed the game that's underrated. If you don't, you know, if you ain't like, it's like, you know, the discussions are already always LeBron, which rightfully so, LeBron, Jordan, and the greatest of the greats. But there's some guys in there that has some game that people forget.
Right. That tier where they were hooping like crazy, but it just was
hooping.
Yeah.
They just, you know how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who. So when you went to the Spurs, when you got to the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was it with Greg Popovich? Did he help with? Do you still remember some of his coaching tactics that you was, you know what I mean, keep to this day?
You know, I was with the Spurs. Yeah, I was with the Spurs for a short time, man. They cut me like right before the regular season, and I was with them for the summer training camp. I actually had a guaranteed year. I thought I was going to make it. I was playing well in preseason, too. Right. I was kind of pissed off they cut me because I was rolling a little bit. But the short period that I was there, I just remember our first preseason game, we played Philly.
Uh-huh.
In Philly. And, you know, I don't know if we won or lost, but the next day we have a tape session.
Gotcha.
And in the tape session, Tim Duncan was supposed to be in the ball screen coverage, but wasn't in that coverage. So we watching film. He stops the film and is like, Tim, like, what coverage are we supposed to be in? I guess to say the coverage was a drop coverage where he was supposed to be back or whatever. Whatever the coverage was, he wasn't in. And Popovich, like, got on his ass. Like, got on Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Like, he
like, didn't, like, well.
In front of everybody. Like, didn't shoot
in front of everybody. And I was like, ooh. I was like, I'm a rookie. I'm thinking, like, he get on Tim Duncan.
Ain't nobody safe around here.
Ain't nobody safe around here.
Yeah.
And so that's where I knew he. Now, Tim Duncan allowed that because if you can coach your best player.
You could coach anybody.
You can coach anybody.
So you can see why they was winning championships during that time and all that.
Now, you got to have a humble superstar. And there was nobody. He's a guy, too, that, like, forgotten. Like, Tim Duncan, top. He in my top five list all the time. He's a bad boy.
He got the rings, too.
He got everything.
Done played against the best. Like, he done played in whatever era you said he can't play in.
In the Kobe Shaq era now, he got five rings now. And LeBron,
he got rings in LeBron.
He got five now.
Yeah.
And so when I saw Popovich do that, I was like, yo, okay, I see. Okay. That's what it was like Coach K. They held their best players accountable and they weren't afraid to coach their best players. That's why those guys were the best. You gotta be able to get on your best guys.
For sure. How's that post Coach K era going now? Like, is it the same feeling? Cause you know, like, you just when you would see Duke, you would just automatically think of Coach K being on that coaching sideline.
No, man, it's different. It's different. Anytime you lose a figure like that, now was he a coach? He was a figure. He was Coach K. Who? Coach K. I mean, it was Coach K. You know what I'm saying? And anytime you lose somebody that powerful, that big of a figure, it's definitely different. But John's done an excellent job of trying to, you know, do it his own way.
Taking
that he's learned from Coach K, but also throwing his sprinkle into it, his way into it, and he's done an excellent job. The hardest thing in profession is replacing a legend. Because it's the hardest thing ever.
Because so, you're going to be compared daily.
All the time. You win. Yeah. You win a championship. Okay, that's good. You got to do it. You got to try to do it again. But I just won the one. It's hard to win one.
Man.
It's hard to win one. It's hard to even get to the Final Four.
Especially during this era. Do you think with the NIL and social media, how has that impacted college?
Oh, man, it's impacted. For me, being an old school guy, it's impacted for the look, I ain't going to say for the worst because it's some good and bad that come out of all of it. These guys should be getting some money.
For sure.
You know, the social media thing, man, that's the gift and the curse. You got to take the good with the bad with that stuff because, you know, they're going to praise you a lot. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to get on your tail a lot, too. If you have a bad game, they're going to kill you now. And so you got to take that. You got to take that with a grain of salt. Stay even keel. We try to tell, hey, look, man, it ain't all bad. It ain't all good. It's just stay humble. You know what I'm saying? Keep everything in perspective. But the NIL thing is different now. I wish I was getting the bread these cats was getting.
Man,
but it was also a purity about college, you know, where you know you in college back then, it was just these guys now they driving Benzes, Audis and stuff. And it's like,
ain't no walking to class.
And ain't no walking to class, man. So it's different, but you know, they definitely should be getting money though. No doubt about it.
For sure. But nah, I feel you on that. Like it should have been some compensation, huh?
Come on, man.
That would have made a lot of them stay with them 4 years.
Come on, man. Just a little bit, man. It just needed a little hit. Just a little bit.
For sure. So besides, like, you know, the players that came from Duke, what's some of your favorite teams? Like, do you be keeping up with the NBA mostly, or are you?
Oh yeah, I love the NBA, man. You know, I'm a Celtics fan now because of Tatum from the Lou.
So yeah.
Anybody that's doing all right from the Lou, I'm rolling with them. Tatum being playing that Duke from the Lou.
Yeah.
From the hometown. So I'm a Celtics fan. They got my man Sam Hauser, who I coached at Marquette there.
Okay.
And my man Emil Jefferson, who
shoot
on the
coaching
staff. So he shoot that thing. Emil Jefferson on the coaching staff now. So I hate to say it, I was a long-time Laker fan, you know, from Magic and Worthy and Kareem and those guys, and Kobe, Shaq, but now I roll with the C's.
Hey, man, and then, oh, yeah, you did a drastic switch. Hey, that you bring that up, I just was into watching, you know, Winning Time. So it was like that era, talking about that era. And, man, I never was a Laker fan, but I would have been a diehard Laker fan if I grew up during them. Man. Like, it was like the culture.
If you grew up in the 80s, like I did, I'm old. when you grew up in the 80s, you was either rolling with the Lakers or the Celtics. It wasn't no in between. If you was a black kid from inner city St. Louis, you rolling with the Lakers. They had Magic. They had everything with Showtime. Back then, that was, you was getting one game. You was getting maybe 1-2 games a week. Mm-hmm. So you and the Lakers was always on. And so it was Lakers. It was like, man, show Magic Johnson.
Oh, hey, man, look, I know you ain't lying because I'm watching. This is they showing like a representation. And the guy who playing Magic, I'm like, man, buddy, smooth as hell. So I know Magic was 10 times smoother than that.
Man, Magic was incredible.
The watch him live, I know that was crazy, man.
That was crazy. Magic and Bird saved the NBA, man. They saved the NBA. The Magic and Bird, Larry Bird, all that stuff, they saved the NBA. The NBA back then, late 70s, early 80s, shit, the NBA Finals used to be shown on tape delay. It wasn't even shown live. But then, because of Magic and Bird, the whole country got behind me. You got the Lakers versus Celtics. You got the East versus the West.
They want to see that.
White. Yeah. They want to see that. Uh-huh. They got Hollywood against blue collar. The story. So you want to see that. And so that drove the ratings. And then the NBA has never been the same after that. Then you kick in Jordan and Barkley and all these guys come in. The NBA just took off.
Hey, what it was like to watch Jordan live?
Look, I love LeBron. I love Magic Johnson, my favorite player of all time. The best player I ever seen with my own two eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't get into numbers, championships, who got the most points, the best player that I've ever seen.
Right.
My own two eyes. Ain't nobody better than Michael Jordan, cuz. I'm sorry.
Hey, so Coach, now that when you say that, okay, but look, is it because of the shooting guards that he was playing against during the time where you just know?
You put Mike, look, man, when I talk to guys from his day, mm-hmm. they be like, and if you look at his game now, you can't touch him. You can't touch him.
Yeah.
The way they play now, you know, they played. The dude was he had everything.
Yeah.
He had everything. The athleticism, the drive. He had everything. He was a perfect basketball player.
Right.
And so you put him into today's game.
He'll be shooting 40 free throws a game.
Man, listen, man. This dude was one of one, man. That's why if you would see Michael Jordan, dog, right now, if Michael Jordan was to walk like down the street, you saw him, you would stare at him for the next 10 minutes. You'd just be like, yo. It ain't like nothing you ever seen before, sir.
Right. Man, no, but when you see Mike and you see the stuff he was doing, it was like nobody, you know, like now you might see this player and see that player and they may have similar game. When you watch Mike highlights, he the only person was doing that type of stuff. So it like, bro, they must have went drug testing or something. Like he hanging in the air like why? Just for no reason.
He was a monster.
Like but I'm saying, Coach, what would make you train to do that if nobody else doing it? Why would you just feel like you need to hang in the air?
You different. You hanging in the air, man, for sticking your tongue out. He was doing all type of work. In the shoe game, we already know the shoe game. He changed the shoe game.
Yeah.
He changed the shoe game.
Still to this day.
George is the number one thing. Nike is the number one company when it comes to shoes in the world. Because it's Michael Jordan. The shoe game is crazy.
Hey, and your boy, you say he's your favorite player, Magic Johnson. You know he turned down Nike when they came to
It did. But that's how it was supposed to go though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was Nike, the whole check and the Air Jordan thing, it was
tailor-made. It just go together.
It was just tailor-made for one cat. Not saying Magic. Yeah, he turned. But look, it was tailor-made, man. God put that dude in that position, man. And that dude was, I'm telling you, man. That dude was incredible. Look, LeBron incredible. I don't take nothing away from him. But for me, pound for pound.
I feel you.
Jordan.
If you wouldn't have went to Duke, what's another college you was looking at?
I would have went to Syracuse.
For real?
Yeah, that was my second choice. I love Jim Boeheim. at that time. Syracuse, because they had some bad boys, man. Like during the '80s, they had Derrick Coleman, Billy Owens, my man who coaching there now, Adrian Autry. They had Lavelle Moten, Stephen Thompson, Sherman Douglas, Ronnie Cicely. Them boys had some boys, man.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Cukes was balling. John Wallace, back in the, who played for the Knicks. Them boys, the Cukes was doing it, son. Mm-hmm. The Cukes was doing it. So for me, I love that. I love the Cukes. And so I took a visit there. I took a visit there in October. It was snowing. It was snowing like crazy. I'm like, damn, man, it's cold as hell up here. Then I took a visit to Duke the next weekend. It was 75 degrees in October. I was like, yo, this ain't...
Then where I'm going to be at?
I was like, yo, this ain't too bad. Yeah. Then you got Duke. Then I found out North Carolina Central was about 5 minutes away.
Oh, ABC. Yeah. You right there where you need to be.
Oh, I'm right there in the mix. Yeah. I'm right there in the mix.
I ain't too far. And then we're coming from St. Louis... That was a big difference, like going to Durham, though.
I'm not going to Durham and Duke. I'm coming from the north side, inner city, single parent house. I'm coming from the, and I come to Duke. Talking about an adjustment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? An adjustment. I'm like, yo, people speaking, trees, and everybody, hey, it's so nice to you. I'm like, man, this is all right, right here. So I embraced it though early because I was like, yo, man, this is living. But it was definitely an adjustment, you know what I'm saying? But the community embraced me. And then, you know, shoot, man, at Duke, man, you play on the you
oh, basketball. They love their athletes.
They treat you good, man. But those people are gonna be they big time too. So yeah, you might be a big time athlete, but the people
this might
at Duke,
be the biggest engineer you're gonna see.
That you're gonna see.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen a rivalry like that Duke in North Carolina?
Never. Ain't nothing like
even
it.
Even on TV, man.
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Y'all can lose all the games as long as y'all beat North Carolina.
Nothing like it, man. Nothing like it. Now, you know, I grew up watching it, but then to actually get a chance to play in it, I was like, yo, man, this is crazy, man.
Man, coach, I was I know I was like young watching Duke North Carolina. I remember asking my dad because I'm watching the game and Duke was playing North Carolina. They was standing up the whole time jumping. I said, ain't no way they standing up the whole game like that. Man, they stood up the whole game. The white boys had Duke written on them and they just up and down. Now they might have had Blue Devils written on them. Whatever they had, they didn't sit down though.
Man, that thing was since I'm telling you, man, they're playing.
And I know it'd be loud.
Oh man, it's just a different level than playing anybody else, man. You feel it as a coach. I've been fortunate enough to play in it, but also I played against Carolina 10 times. Then I've been able to come back and coach against them. You get the same, it's one of the few games as a coach that you get the same feeling as a player.
Like you played.
That's crazy. That's like you playing. You get the same feeling. Like you get the same feeling. That you don't get like coaching, like playing ain't nothing like playing. I don't care what nobody say, ain't nothing like playing. You would rather play. But now if you coaching, you get it, but you don't get it to that level as playing. You get that with the Carolina game.
Hey, so look, do some players come back? How do the new players still have that same type of hate?
You know what? It ain't really hate.
Well, you know, but what I'm saying, to keep the rivalry so strong.
Well, it's the people around you talk about it.
Mm.
Like for the week leading up to the game, they gonna play all the games on Classic. You know what I'm saying? All the fans is coming out in the area. Everybody knows that game. So you just like, you throwing into it.
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing it
the alumni coming back to the school just to see the game.
Man, it's just a different vibe, man. It's just a different, but it's like going to a Beyonce concert or some Jay-Z. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, you go to
college. This the one. You was talking about Tatum, one of your favorite players, him being from St. Louis. Did you ever play against his father? Because I don't.
Of course, that's my guy.
For real? Okay.
Yeah,
Pops could go.
Pops could who? We started up. we started off at Cardinal Ritter together. He was a freshman my sophomore year. That's my man. And then he transferred to CBC to play with Larry Hughes, old school name back in the day. Larry Hughes.
Oh, yeah. Larry Hughes played with the 76ers.
Yeah, it was a cold NBA mm-hmm. player. But yeah, that's my his dad. Yo, genetics is strong. And Brandy was a volleyball player. So, you know what I'm saying? You get the combination of Brandy playing volleyball, Big J hooping, then you get a perennial MVP
man
type player.
And this year right now, they going crazy. They fell to Charlotte last night, but that don't mean nothing. they getting ready for the big playoff. So you got Boston and who else coming being in the finals this year?
Man, I got Boston and I got I think I still got Denver right now.
That boy hey, what it is about Joker, man?
Well, he got the great combination of he got the IQ. He got the IQ, first of all. Got the basketball IQ, and he can do everything on the basketball court.
Yeah.
He can shoot, he can handle, pass, post, shoot threes. What can he do?
Could he survive in that 90s era?
Yes.
Easily.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Easy. You want to get physical? He can get physical.
Yeah.
You want to get physical? Look, the 90s era, and I'm an old schooler.
Mm-hmm.
But the 90s era, to me, after Jordan left, and even when Jordan was in there, it was a bad brand. You know what I'm saying? It was too physical. So like you get guys, you go to the hole, they just knocking you out the air and said, like that's not basketball. That ain't basketball. Now you won't play. Oh, is it basketball or, you know what I'm saying? Football. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying like the game now, it may be a little bit soft. I wish it was a little bit tougher.
Yeah, but you wanted middle ground in between.
I want a little bit more middle ground, but I'm leaning toward more of this brand of basketball of like, you know, not as many, they shoot a lot of threes, which I get it. They kind of took the mid-range game, except for the star players. But the 90s was crazy, man. Them dudes was just knocking cats in the head. Mm-hmm. they was thugging back then.
NBA scores in regulation, 147.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, Milwaukee versus, I saw Milwaukee versus Washington. It was like 147 to 138.
Yeah, them boys.
Like, how?
They ain't playing no defense, man. It's like a pickup
game. They're like an all-star game.
Like a pickup game, man. Yeah. Like they just got the best players playing pickup. So, but when it comes to the playoffs, they get a little down and dirty with it. You know what I'm saying?
They turn up the intensity.
They turn up in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate you talking and chopping it up with us, Coach, man. Good luck this season.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, anything? You had a question for me? Any question? Oh, man. Greg said, pull up when you're here.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. I hit him when I get in.
Oh, hey, anybody who be on the show, we ask them for, I be saying the word wrong, but memorabilum.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, memorabilia. So, man.
Just hit me the address. I'll get y'all some stuff.
Man, that love, Coach, man. Appreciate you. Good season. And this year, we're going to root for Duke to beat North Carolina, man.
All right, my boy.
This year. Man, take it easy, Coach.
All right, y'all be good, man.